Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello. Welcome to episode 257 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, comicbook.com's official Pokemon podcast. I am one of your hosts, Christian Hoffer. I am joined by Megan Peters and Mark DeChamp. How are you both doing today?
Honestly, I'm terrified.
Oh, yeah. Real nervous over here.
Yeah. And, you know, appropriately, since Mark is still, only our interim, he's not been upgraded to permanent. I will continue to get his name wrong, his last name wrong, until he is named the permanent co-host. But as you can tell, he's been here for the last several weeks. He's passed the preliminary rounds of hosting. So this is a Pokemon podcast, and today we have something very special for you.
I don't know if it's so special as it is scary. Special for you, scary for us.
It is the slow season in the Pokemon news cycle. We don't have very much to talk about. But inspired by a weekly bar trivia that I attend here in Columbus, Ohio, that does various nerd every week, along with general knowledge stuff we've talked about for the last few weeks, we are going to do Pokemon trivia. Unfortunately, the questions from that bar trivia, didn't come through. That's okay. Not a big deal, because that gives me, Christian Hoffer, the opportunity to quiz my co-hosts.
This is why Mark and I are scared, and I'm gonna speak for Mark, and correct me if I'm wrong at any point, Mark. But
of course,
it's the difference of like just talking to somebody in the street versus like being proctored the SAT when you're making the quiz, Christian. So like in this moment, I feel more scared about my Pokemon. You know, I've been on this show since day one. Like I'm about to have all of my cred and reputation ruined, just absolutely flushed down the toilet.
I will say this, we will do Pokemon trivia in the second half of the show, but I will say this, and this is, you know, if you guys, and you guys are both like exceptional Pokemon fans, like your Pokemon fandom is not being called into question here if you can't answer
good.
These we questions
okay good
because this one, because it's me and my love of obscure Pokemon facts. If you guys can get I have a total of 40, they're divided in two rounds. We'll see how long the first 20 questions go. If you get like five per round each, and hypothetically, that's like a 50% pass rate, because how this trivia's work will work is we will give one person the opportunity to answer the question. If they get it wrong, it will pass to the other person. So, hypothetically, you'll each only get like 10 questions. And so if you get like five each, that's really freaking good. I will be very impressed.
If I get one question right the entire game, I'm going to be happy.
Listen, here's the thing, though. Megan's been on the show since the start. Like, I'm competing for a spot here. So if I blow this, people are going to be like,
this is
what? Like, we're going to get this schlub on here to replace Jim, of all people?
I mean, to be fair, the chances of Jim answering any of these questions right is basically nothing. None of these questions have anything to do with Geodude, because there's nothing special about Geodude. We did get a Twitch comment. What happened to Jim? Jim has left comicbook.com. That's what happened to Jim. Jim now works for Image Comics. He is living a dream job of his that he's had since he first got into the comic industry and then left the comic industry. He'll be back from time to time. If we don't do the second round of trivia, maybe we'll bring him on and beat him up with these.
Truly, we bring him back for his first episode since he moved to a new position, and all of a sudden we're like interrogating him, just like cop, bad cop, but actually it's just bad cop, worse cop.
Okay, well, let's do the normal stuff. So this is a Pokemon podcast. We talk about all things Pokemon. How the show is divided, if this is your first episode, first of all, welcome. How this is divided up, we basically have three parts. We have a news rundown, what has happened in the world of Pokemon in the last week, in which we talk about anything that is Pokemon related. That could be the Pokemon TV show, the Pokemon games, the Pokemon card game, Pokemon stuff. Things that involve Pokemon in some tangential way, we talk about it all. Then we do our deep dive, which is being replaced by trivia this week. And then we end things off with a PokeFact of the week, which, you know, may or may not, you know, come in handy when you go and embark on your own Pokemon trivia journeys. Megan, before we jump into stuff, one of these times I will ask you to prepare beforehand, but do we have any reviews from last week?
We have like two or three.
Okay.
I want to save them until we have a couple more, because there is a common theme running through them involving Geodude. But I really want to get a better sample size of population. So let this be a moment that if you're listening to the show for the first time, for the millionth time, leave us a 5-star review wherever you find your podcast. And, you know, if it involves Geodude, great. Say what you will about them. I'm hoping to do a Geodude review special in the coming week. So stay tuned to that.
With that, let's hop into the Pokemon news. First and foremost, Megan, in news that is relevant to you, they have announced, or they have teased, two new Pokemon Squishmallows.
Yes, they have. And I'm clearly not interested because I can't even remember which Pokemon they are.
it's Meryl and it's Dragonite. So
yes, I was pretty sure it was Dragonite.
Dragonite.
I guess I understand Meryl, whatever.
I mean, it makes sense. It fits like the round theme.
Yeah, it's there's the roundness there. Look, again, I will say, until they start really, really rolling out those evolutions, mm-hmm. or they do like Voltorb or something, because that's just hilarious. I think I'm good on my Squishmallows. I got the giant Snorlax, which, you know, we love. I've got Pikachu. I got Togepi recently. That was a great time. I found Togepi actually at Goodwill. And it's the actual Togepi one from the Pokemon Center website, because it has the Pokemon Center logo stitched into it. And I was like,
a recent release to be at Goodwill.
I know. It had the tags on it. It was like brand spanking new. I was like, all right, I'll take this one. Because this one, you know, wasn't one that you just got at like Walmart or something. I got the Piplup one for my husband, and he doesn't care for it, so I adopted it, which is, my husband really likes Piplup, and I was like, oh, this is really cute, and he's like, he just doesn't like Squishmallows, and I'm like, you know what, we're gonna have to talk, but
the gesture that counts.
I know, it's the gesture that counts. It was very thoughtful. I got him Flonase, and I got him a Squishmallow, and he liked the allergy medicine so much more. So that's where I'm at. But yeah, we have two new Squishmallows coming, Dragonite and Meryl. Again, I'm just kind of on it, honestly. I'm just like, they're cute. Get me wrong, they're cute, but I'm not like enthused.
You know, it's funny because when I was writing about the Squishmallows over the weekend, I went to the Pokemon Center website to see like what actually were the Squishmallows that are like in stock. And total tangent here. They now have a line of golf accessories available on the Pokemon Center. And Pokemon is Pokemon golf clothes. And yeah, it's a new Pokemon clothing line. Where it's like, it's legitimately like golf shirts and golf visors. And like, I think there might even be like the dress. It's definitely like a sleeveless shirt.
What are the Pokemon that they are using to advertise golfing?
Okay. It's, you probably can figure this one out. Magikarp and Gyarados, where it's a bunch of Gyaradoses. And then in like the little where your polo symbol would go, mm-hmm. It's a little Magikarp. Gengar. There's a really, really garish looking Pikachu one, which would get you kicked out of literally every single country club in the United States. Like, you can
I'm
get away
trying
with
to
it.
Imagine rolling up to like a prestigious golf club in this outfit and being like, I'm here.
Like I legitimately, as one of like the five people in the United States that might like buy these, I was literally going, who is the audience for this?
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm trying to figure out who is the every, I mean, my sample size of people I know who play golf is admittedly small. I just don't understand what the thought process was behind this. You know what? That's okay. You know how like how there's like in fashion, there's like ballet court or whatever, maybe golf course next. Maybe they're like foreseeing that this summer. So you know what? Maybe they're ahead of the curve and us three simpletons just don't know it.
Yeah, maybe.
The women's options are a lot better than the men's, though. I will say, like that Rowlett, like that's really good. And I like the Sylveon one too.
Yeah, that one's cute. And there's an Eevee, there's also an Eevee that's like club, it's called a clubless or clubhouse sleeveless polo shirt, which that looks pretty good. Yeah, all of those look pretty good. I will say there's also like they have a new like powerhouse line, which is like I like my Pokemon shirts either goofy or subtle. And this is neither of those. It is very garish and not goofy at all. And the shirts look terrible. I'm just like, who would buy these? But children. The answer is children would buy those.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on to our Pokemon Fashion of the Week segment, which just seems to be a recurring part. Bunch of different events going on right now in various Pokemon games. I'll start with Pokemon Sleep. We're getting Vulpix and Ninetales in the game, that goes into effect next week. And then the following week, there will be like a Fire-type week event. Or actually, no. The Fire-type week is also how they're rolling out Eevee. And that will lead into an Entei event later in the year, or later in the month, so you can get the legendary Pokemon Entei. So lots of Fire-types coming. There is a new Pokemon. There's a couple of new Pokemon Go things that are coming up. Mark, can you tell us a little bit about the new special research that's rolling out here this week?
Yeah, we're getting Diancie, which is really nice. They brought Diancie into the game last year for Pokemon Go Fest, but it was an exclusive to anybody that plunked down $14.99 or attended the in-person event. So now everybody is going to get a chance to do the special research. It debuts, I believe, on Wednesday, June 1st, I think it was, or May 1st.
Yeah, May 1st, yep.
And so everybody will get a chance to get Diancie. If you already got her, you know, obviously you don't get a second one because that's how Pokemon Go goes. So you'll still be able to do the special research, but you'll get Diancie candy instead. So it's a great opportunity. Diancie is one of those Pokemon that does not get brought out often. When I was finishing the national decks, that was the last mythical Pokemon that I needed. And it was a slog waiting for the Pokemon company to do it again. So if you don't have Diancie, jump on this.
And like, cause Diancie has not been made available in like a main series game since like X and Y, like that era.
It's been a really long time.
So this is a good opportunity if you don't, you know, you weren't a fan back then. And also
a good opportunity that I just realized I needed to talk about in this episode.
Okay.
All right. Listen up, people. If you have discretionary funds at your service and you are specifically spending money as the USD, right now in Japan, the Japanese yen is so incredibly weak against the American dollar. It's like it peaked as a 34-year low. It was like 160 yen to the US dollar. It's now like 154. But the yen is incredibly weak right now. It's starting to make a comeback against the USD. But I say all of this economic hoo-ha that if you have ever wanted to get Japanese exclusive Pokemon merchandise that is that you buy from Japan, get it sent here, now is the time to do it because the yen is making a comeback. And I say this because I myself I put away some of my tax refund and then I spent the remainder of my money on buying stuff from overseas. I use a service called Mecha Japan that you know, brings goods from Japan to America, and I bought so much Pokemon merchandise. Honestly, I'm so excited to share it. I think my favorite thing is I bought a chandelure lamp. I'm so excited. But they have everything from like Squirtle watering cans for your garden and like an insane amount, like Flygon sunglasses. Like so many great things. If this is you, if I'm speaking to you, if what I'm saying is resonating in your soul, you have a short window to do this because, you know, they're starting to make concessions in Japan to make the yen stronger to the US dollar, because that really is unfortunate for, you know, a lot of people in Japan who are, you know, working for the yen and trying to convert it back to USD. Use it now while you can, because those services operate on the yen, so things are cheaper. Plus, you get cheaper shipping. So, all that to say, do it. Do it now if you're interested.
Okay, well, and that has been your little bit of economic news. Surprisingly, not by the banker on this podcast.
Correct. Surprisingly, by somebody who, you know, really struggled in personal finance in school.
But that has nothing to do with international economics and currency rate exchange.
You know what? This is absolutely correct. So you know what? I'm still right.
Not, I have no way to segue that into Pokemon Scarlet and Violet news. Mark, do you want to tell us a little bit about what is going on with Golden Week this week?
Yeah, so to celebrate Golden Week, I think we touched on this a little bit last week, but the event's going on right now. So basically, Pokemon that have gold shiny variants, you're going to have a better chance of getting those through mass outbreaks. So basically, if you have the base game, it's Magikarp and I'm forgetting here. Who was the other
one? Varum.
Varum, yes. Magikarp and Varum. And then if you have the DLC in Kitakami, it's going to be Shinx. And then I want to say Blueberry is... I'm trying to think here. Help me out, Hoffer. Who's Blueberry?
It's Relor.
Yes. So... if you're on the hunt for shinies of any of those, if you just need some trade bartering chips for Pokemon Home, this is your opportunity. There's mass outbreaks. If you go on the map, they actually have like little like gold circles around them. So fly over there and start hunting, and best of luck to you. Mm-hmm. I found out that mass outbreaks of Varum are a massive pain because it zips around everywhere.
And they're one of the charging Pokemon, the ones that charge at you too.
Yes. So like you'll bump into one and then like it's 2 seconds later and another one smacks right into you.
Yep. So. Yep. I've done that before when I was shiny hunting my Varum, which I think I got a shiny Varum. I think so. Not 100% positive, but I think so. Okay. So last thing on our agenda is usually I do not like to talk about Pokemon fan games for obvious reasons. They are, you know, because the more we bring attention to them, the quicker they get shut down. But I do want to point out there's a really cool one that I've been doing.
We've talked about Power World plenty at this point.
Yeah, that's true. That has not gotten shut down yet. But there is a new browser-based game called PokéRogue, and it is a roguelite Pokemon game in which you proceed through a series of Pokemon battles, a combination of wild Pokemon that you capture and Pokemon that you can build a starting team Pokemon, which you can, you know, they're weighted by how rare they are. So your starters are all threes, you know, like Pidgey, I think is like a two or something like that. And so you can pick out your starting classes and you proceed through, basically you're constantly battle until you get knocked out. You get items at the end of every round. Some are like permanent passive items. Some are like potions, so you can heal your Pokemon, things like that. And you basically see how long you can go. And it's pretty fun. And, you know, it's kind of like Pokemon Showdown, which that's another game that totally exists in like the vague shadow realm of legality. But you know, it's free to play. If you're looking to, you're looking for something to do, highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. Very addictive. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to start Impossible Pokemon Trivia.
Yikes.
I hope you're ready. Okay. Welcome back. So, Pokemon Trivia. Here is how the game is played. I have two rounds of 20 questions. It is a combination of get the answers right and multiple choice. And I think each round has a couple of true or falses as well. So how we will work is I am going to roll a dice. I'm going to let Megan decide if she wants even or odds. How it will work is one person will get the opportunity to answer. If they get it wrong or they pass, we'll go to the other person. Whoever gets it correct gets a point. The person who did not answer correctly or did not get an opportunity to answer will get the chance to answer the next question first. So that way it keeps it fair. No buzz around because, you know, this is a podcast. And, you know, while I like Megan's idea of shouting Pokemon noises into the mic, if it was too close to call, I don't know if I can do that. So I'm not. So, Megan, even or odds?
I'm going to go the odds.
It is an odd. Would you like to go first or would you like Mark to go first?
All right. You know what? I feel like internally I want Mark to go first because I am fundamentally a coward. But I've been here longer and I should be a good host. So I'll go first.
Okay. Question number one. What was the first game in which Akui Otani voiced Pikachu? This is the first video game in which the iconic voice of Pikachu actually voiced Pikachu.
I want to say Yellow.
Is that going to be your front? Okay, that is correct.
All right. That's, oh my God, I got one. All right, I'm done. I'm good. I can lose the game now. I got the one that I wanted.
Mark, name any one of the three heaviest Pokemon. And this does include a Pokemon form, not a default Pokemon. So there are three that are tied for heaviest, and you can name any one of them.
Melmetal.
Incorrect.
What?
Megan. Really?
I was going to say like Metagross or something.
Is that what you're going with?
Me?
Yeah. You get the chance to answer now. Mark,
I'm
going to
go with Metagross.
Okay. You're both wrong.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. The three heaviest Pokemon are Primal Groudon, Celesteela, and Cosmo.
I forget that there are those. Registeel's not on there?
Registeel is not. It is one of the heaviest, but it is not the heaviest.
Melmetal's got to be top 10, right?
It's also pretty heavy, but not one of the heaviest. Okay, Mark, back to you.
All right, let's go.
What is the only bug dark Pokemon?
Low kicks.
Correct. That is a point for Mark. Right. It is all tied up at 1-1. Okay, Megan, what is the only mythical Pokemon that can Mega Evolve?
Was that question to me?
Yes.
Oh, my computer completely cut out, so I did not hear that question.
Megan, what is the only mythical Pokemon that can Mega Evolve?
I have no idea.
Okay, Mark, back to you.
It's Deancey.
That is correct.
Of relevant, course it is.
Relevant to today's discussion. Megan, which one of these is the normal type Z move? Okay. Is it A, pulverizing pancake? B, searing sun rays smash? C, breakneck blitz? Or D, corkscrew crash?
Pretty sure it's C. Breakneck.
You would be correct.
That's what I was
going to say. You are correct.
Aha. See, I was pretty sure it started with a B. So that was the reason. There was no other B's in my options. So I was like, well. Also, when in doubt on a Scantron, I go with C. So
they always thought that's what they always taught us.
Okay. Mark, back to you.
All right.
Name one of the two types that have not been paired with fairy to make a Pokemon.
one of the two types that have not been. No, Bug has electric.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with electric.
Okay. Unfortunately, you are incorrect. Megan, to you.
You know what? I'm just going to go with steel.
That is also incorrect.
Really?
Yes, the two are. So steel is Klefki.
Klefki, okay.
Fairy.
Electric fairy is, of course, Tadene. Both of those.
I knew that.
So the two that have not are fire and ground.
Okay.
Oh, we have Jim in the comments now.
So let's see here. So back to you, Mark.
All right.
Which one of these is not an apricorn ball? Is it the friend ball, the level ball, the gym ball, or the fastball?
Fastball.
Actually, I might have messed this one up. I'm going to double check. Oh, nope, you are incorrect. That is an apricorn ball. I just double checked because I was like, nope. I think what you were thinking of was the quick ball, which is not an apricorn ball. Megan. Friend ball, level ball, dream ball, or the already stated to be previously incorrect, fastball.
I know fastball and I know friend ball are. So is it level ball?
Incorrect. It was a
50-50 shot at that point.
It was the dream ball. So the dream ball, for reference, is commonly grouped with the apricorn balls, but is not actually an apricorn ball. It appears in Gen 5, and you can only catch it during a special sequence within Black and White. Okay.
All right, Mark. I'm so bad for missing that then.
Back to you. Which one of these fossils does not appear in a Gen 1 game?
Okay.
Is it Old Amber, the Dome Fossil, the Skull Fossil, or the Helix Fossil?
Say the options again one more time. I'm sorry.
Old Amber.
Okay.
Dome Fossil, Skull Fossil, or Helix Fossil?
Skull Fossil.
That is correct. A point for Mark. Okay, Megan, name one of the two Kanto gym leaders that were replaced in Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Yeah, this is going to be a pass on me. I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, Mark.
Okay, so Giovanni is one of them. He was replaced by Blue.
Yeah.
Let me think here.
The point right there.
Koga.
That is the other one. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Megan, who beat Ash in the Silver Conference?
Oh, my God. I don't even remember what the Silver Conference is from.
It's the Johto Journeys.
Are we talking like anime?
Yes, anime. Okay. Yeah.
So, like Gary?
Incorrect. Mark.
Dang.
Oh, I didn't watch Johto Journeys.
I
couldn't even guess.
Okay.
It's not okay.
Who was it, Megan?
Wasn't it Richie?
No, it wasn't Richie.
No, Richie was Kanto.
Yeah, Richie beat him in Kanto.
Oh, that was Kanto. Well, then I have no idea.
And Ash beat Gary in the Silver Conference. It was Harrison.
See, I
literally have no idea who that is.
Nope. He was like the secondary rival during that entire sequence. He like shows up a bunch. Like him and Richie and Gary show up. And
I do not remember Harrison in that mix whatsoever.
Do not blame you. I too did not know the answer to that. I came across that answer while researching a different Pokemon question.
You know what? Yeah. If I was trying to get into Pokemon University, I would be failing right now.
It is back to you. What is the typing of Hisuian Gudra?
Oh, gosh.
I fucked this
one up. I know it's dragon something, right?
It is a dragon is half of it.
I mean, I know it's not right, but I think I want to say like dark dragon.
That is incorrect.
Of course it is.
Mark.
I'm going to take a stab and I'm going to say dragon poison.
Incorrect. Although
see, I was also thinking poison.
Both of you, good guesses. The answer was steel dragon. I also would have accepted
steel dragon.
It is steel dragon. I too threw me for a loop. The only reason
are we positive?
Yes, I am. I am positive.
I'm looking it up. Oh nope, it's definitely yep. Wow. Wouldn't have never. Nope. You know, at least I got dragon right.
Okay, Megan, back to you. What is the name of the Pokemon spinoff series that involves wind-up Pokemon?
Oh, I played this. Oh, I know what this is. I feel like we should have like hints or something.
It starts with a Pokemon. That's the first name of it.
Oh, that's
the first
good.
Word. In the series.
I want to say it's Pokemon Rumble. Is that it?
That is correct.
Finally, I got a
nice
question.
Job. Nice job.
Yeah. Okay, Mark.
All right.
In the anime, did Ash ever beat Richie?
I'm going to say yes.
Megan, instead of giving saying
that's
whether
no.
it's correct, would you like to say yes or no on this one?
I want to say no. I don't think, I think Ash lost and then Richie never came back for a rematch.
Megan is correct.
Okay, wow.
I mean, who what? At that point, Richie, you know, he gets to live his life saying, I beat Ash Ketchum. Why would you risk that legacy?
So that's Richie, how they gotta bring Ash back. Is
Richie shows up. Richie shows up multiple times in the anime series, but they never, ever have the rematch that was like promised over the course of like four series.
I can't
because he keeps showing up, and he just never battle. Okay, Mark.
Okay,
what does the protagonist every Pokemon Mystery Dungeon game have in common?
It's always a human transformed into a Pokemon. Correct.
That is correct. Okay, Megan, this one is perfect for you.
Oh, God.
In addition to Weezing and Arbok, what Pokemon does Team Rocket use in Pokemon Puzzle League?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Here's the thing. I just don't pay attention. I'm too busy focusing on the puzzle. I have to think really hard. Is it Victory Bell?
It is not.
Dang.
Mark.
I think I know this one. I think it's Growlithe.
It is also not.
Oh.
It is Golbat.
Oh, okay.
That's I remember Golbat, but I didn't realize it was that. I didn't realize it was Team Rocket. Oh, okay.
I also did not know that one.
Interesting.
So,
okay. I remember Golbat being there, but I did not remember it being with Team Rocket.
Yeah.
Megan, back to you. How many years passed between the releases of Pokemon Snap and New Pokemon Snap?
So again, this would be the perfect question. I know it's at least 20 years.
It is at least 20 years.
I'm really trying to remember when the first game came out because I know the second. I'm also awful at math. This is the SAT portion.
SAT portion right here.
Cool. Famously, my worst subject. Is it 20? It's 22 or 23, so I'm going to go 22.
Correct.
Take that, every pre-calc teacher I ever had.
Topical, because today, I think it's today, it's the three-year anniversary of new Pokemon.
Yeah, I see, that's what I thought you were going to ask, and I was like, I saw it on Twitter today.
So I think after today, it technically becomes 23 years, but with 22 was what I had.
Oh, well, you know what? I didn't even Okay, so technically, both of my answers could have been
correct. I would have given you on 23 on the technicality. Right. Okay, Mark.
All right.
Name one of the legendary Pokemon that evolve.
Legendary Pokemon that evolve. Solgaleo.
That is the final evolution. Yes, that is. I say
Cosmog.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. I was about to say technically. Solgaleo does not evolve, but
right.
So the
more recent answer.
Yeah. So Cosmome, those both evolve, obviously. Kubfu and Type Null is the fourth.
Yeah, I was gonna go with Kubfu.
Okay, Megan. What Pokemon appeared on the Pokemon card created just for the Pokemon Trading Card Game video game?
I don't know. Literally, what? No, I don't know. I didn't play the video game enough.
Wait, are we talking about like the card that came in the box of the game?
It is a card that came in the box of the game. Okay. It also was the card. So there's one card in the video game that literally only that was specifically created for the video game, and it was used as a promotional card to promote it. Mark, do you know what it is?
I do. It's Meowth.
You are correct.
Wow. See, here's the thing. I inherited that game from my brother. So if there was ever an exclusive card that was supposed to have come with it or be attached to it, I never saw it.
Hilariously, that card was not distributed. It was not the card that was distributed for it in Japan. It was a different card. I believe it was Charizard, but don't quote me on that.
Of course it was Charizard. Of course. Why wouldn't it be Charizard?
Okay. Megan, which one of these is not a Floette form? Is it yellow flower, orange flower, blue flower, or purple?
Can you repeat those options?
Yes.
I was hoping it would come up on the screen, but they never did.
Yellow, orange, blue, or purple?
Is it orange?
It is not. Mark.
I think it's purple.
Mark got it right.
All right.
Of course.
Okay. Final question of round one. What is the only family of dark fairy Pokemon? And I will accept any of the three.
Oh my God.
Which is a big clue.
Isn't it Impidimp?
You are correct.
Nice. Yeah, see? There you go. Okay.
You know what? So, that's the recency bias in me. No,
that's good. Okay. I was hoping you didn't get that one wrong.
I remember because we had a whole conversation about it on this podcast right here.
So, Mark, you have 8 points. Megan, you have six. 14 out of 20.
I'm really happy.
Better than I expected.
For sure.
I knew I could increase the difficulty level, but there were legitimately like six questions in there that I did not like. I stumbled across and I was like, oh, that would make for really good trivia. I didn't know the answer to that. So you guys did great.
Who is Harrison? He's just a dude. On my computer a second ago and I don't recognize him.
All right. We have enough time for round two. 20 more questions.
Oh, God. You know what? Let's do it.
Okay. Megan, I'm going to go to you're currently in second place, so I will let you go first. So actually this one will be for both of you. Okay? You both have an opportunity since there's only two potential answers. True or false? An English language Dark Venusaur card was officially released. Megan, true or false?
True.
Mark.
I'm going to go false. I know there's Dark Charizard. I know there's Dark Blastoise. I don't remember a Dark Venusaur.
So, Megan gets the point. Mark, you are correct in that there was not a Dark Venusaur released in the Team Rocket set. There was a Dark Venusaur released in the Best Of set, which was a series of promotional cards. It was like the Best Of Game set that was released to signal Wizards of the Coast leaving Pokemon behind. They also deliberately put typos on every single one of those cards to express their displeasure
for
leaving, losing the license.
See, the only reason I knew any of that is I remember in the beginning of the pandemic craze with TCG, looking up Dark Charizard, and whenever you'd look it up, it'd be like Dark Blastoise, Dark Venusaur. And I was like, well, I'm gonna trust that that was not a prank.
All right. Mark, in what city was the first Pokemon Go Fest located?
Oh, God.
Predates your days at comicbook.com.
Tokyo? I mean, where? No, I'm going to say Seattle.
Okay. You are incorrect. Megan.
Wasn't it Chicago?
You are correct. Megan lined it up.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was either Chicago or New York.
Okay. It was Chicago. I had much fun writing about what a disaster it was that day. And then they invited me out the next year. It was a very good time. They improved things immensely just by having like functional Wi-Fi. Okay, Mark, next question.
All right.
How many Alolan Diglets can be found on the Isle of Armor?
I know this is a terrible question.
Is it 10?
It is not 10. Megan.
Isn't it 151?
No, you're so close. It's 150.
Oh. Are we sure? If I'm one off.
It is 150. Wow. I'm sorry.
Are we absolutely sure?
I am.
Are we counting ones that you can't capture?
I will always check.
Double check me. I thought it was 151. I thought we talked about this.
No.
You need a game link cable to get the 150.
According to the Diglett Bulbapedia page, there is a side quest where the player is tasked with finding 150 Alolan Diglett scattered throughout the Isle of Armor.
Dang. You know what?
Okay.
That's all right.
Still tied up
you
in eight.
You were close, though.
Yeah, you had it.
Where that other one came from that I'm thinking of.
You had it pegged.
It's okay.
Mark, how many Alolan Diglett can be? Excuse me. Well, you already know the answer to that one. which Pokemon is locked within the Fire Scourge Shrine? The Fire Scourge Shrine.
Is it Groudon?
It is not.
Okay.
Megan. Which Pokemon is locked within the Fire Scourge Shrine?
I don't even know what that... You know what? Someone in the chat just said Chiyu, so I'm going with them.
That is correct.
Brigantina won! I would not have gotten that.
Mark, back to you.
All right.
Distortion World has a different name in the anime. What is it?
I'm just going to take a stab and say Shadow Realm.
Close. Incorrect.
Was I that close?
That's what I would have said. Megan, you want to steal?
See, here's the thing.
I'm
thinking so hard. I feel like we should be able to have a hint at this point. Isn't it like Torn Realm or something?
It is not.
I don't even know.
It is Reverse World.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Mark, back to you. Which one of Dawn's Pokemon did Ash originally own?
Hmm. think I remember this one.
Is it Fennekin?
It is not.
Okay.
That is Serena owns Fennekin. That is incorrect.
Isn't it Apom?
It is Apom, yes.
I remember that.
Megan has opened up a 2-point lead as the score is now 10-8.
Okay. Man, it's such a good start.
If I got in the Diglets right, you know, it's even wider.
Mark, all right, this one is I think you can get this one. Which Pokemon can only be evolved by holding the console upside down?
Oh, it's I know Inkay.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. Megan. Oh, this is another one, which it's for both of you.
Okay.
True or false, Megan, you'll get the opportunity to answer first. True or false, every Gen 3 Pokemon has been released for Pokemon Go.
False.
True.
Mark got the point.
I'm not surprised. And you know what? If I got to get a question wrong, it's okay that it's Go.
Okay. Mark
beat me on the Go Fest one, though.
That is true. You know what? Well, that is just because I was here and I remember the insanity that ensued covering it.
All right, Megan, back to you. This one you should be able to get right. What is the name of the first Ditto trainer from the anime series?
Oh,
I think I got it.
From the original?
Yes. Yes, I found out later there are two. There's one that is more recent, but I'm looking for the original one that appeared.
I remember how her name starts, but I don't know if I'm going to get the whole... Is it like Narcissa?
It is not.
Okay.
Is it Duplica?
Yes, it is.
Dude!
I don't know how I know that from the recent...
Or the lead.
Wow. You know what? That was insane.
Great answer.
I've seen this episode in probably 20 years.
Okay.
Wow.
Megan, which one of these characters is female in the Pokemon Adventures manga? Is it red?
Totally cut out. Can you repeat the blue question?
Okay. Which one of these characters is female in the Pokemon Adventures manga? Is it red, blue, yellow, or emerald?
I'm waiting for the thing to come back again so I can see the options. Is it emerald?
It is not.
That's okay.
Mark.
It's yellow. Red.
It is yellow.
Okay.
It is a running joke that Red does not know the gender of yellow and constantly confuses her for a boy despite the fact that yellow has a big crush on Red. Okay. Megan. Down by two. But 10 questions left to go. What evolutionary stone can be used by the fewest number of Pokemon?
What evolutionary stone can be used by the fewest number of Pokemon?
Yes.
Oof.
This is a tough one.
At this point, I don't, there's so many stones. I would not even know where to begin. You know, I have no idea.
Okay. Mark.
This is a pure guess. I'm going to say a Firestone.
It is not. It is the Dawnstone. The Dawnstone can only be used to evolve two Pokemon.
Interesting. I no idea.
Okay. Megan, back to you.
Okay.
What is the name of the animated Pokemon series about the Pokemon trading card game?
Oh, I gotta get this right because I wrote about it. Okay. Pokemon series about the TCG. I can't remember.
Mark, do you want to steal?
Is it Rise of a Champion?
No, it is Path to the Peak.
Oh,
Path to the Peak. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. This has been a big back and forth one. Okay. Megan, back to you. Who is the name of the international police officer that appears in multiple Pokemon games, also makes appearances in multiple Pokemon anime series.
Oh, I know this. I know one of them in the anime is Annabelle that has appeared, right? Isn't there a detective in Pokemon Sun and Moon, the anime?
Let me see.
I might be wrong.
Because they have not appeared in the video games, but Annabelle, let me see if that is.
Yeah, I have no idea of the games, but I think that there's someone in the Sun and Moon.
I do not see an Annabelle in. No, there is not an Annabelle in Sun and Moon.
I have Mark. No idea.
It's Looker, right?
It is Looker.
Okay.
I'm looking this up. Annabelle, Sun and Moon.
Is she? Because how do you spell it?
Is an international police officer working with Looker.
Okay, I will give it to you then.
Purple hair.
Did I miss? How do you spell Annabelle?
I spelled it A N N A B E L, but in the game it's A N A B E L.
Yeah, there we go. It's Annabelle. So I was butchering.
Yeah, she's the purple hair girl that works with Looker.
And she is in. I will give it to you, Megan. I will give it to you.
I was about to say, I don't know. I couldn't tell you his name.
No, it's Looker. So the answer I was looking for is Looker, but you proved me wrong. And she does appear in. She showed. I will say this. The question was that it appears in multiple Pokemon games. But I will give you, because Annabelle does appear in multiple Pokemon games, but only one. Does she appear as an international police officer? She's a Frontier Brain in the other one.
Oh, okay. I did not know that, but okay. I'll take what I can get, honestly.
Right. Since I gave you both a point on that one, I'm going to go back to Megan on this one first.
That's fine.
Okay. What is the only electric ghost Pokemon?
Oh. I'm thinking so hard. You asked the dark bug. Oh, wait, Rotom.
It is Rotom.
Okay. Wait. I was like, Rotom. My small electrical child.
Okay. Back to you, Mark.
Okay.
In which Sinnoh city does diamond dust appear during certain days of the year, such as Junichi Masuda's birthday or Serenanda Chenny's birthday, which I didn't know about until I looked this up?
I have X and Y is one of the only generations I played one time.
Well, this is Sinnoh, so this is Diamond.
Oh, Sinnoh, I'm sorry. Sinnoh City, I'm sorry. Oh, God, okay. Let me think.
Diamond Dust does appear in X and Y, but not in a city.
I got nothing.
Okay, Megan.
Isn't it? I know it's like snowy. I'm looking. Isn't it snow? I know I gotta be right given Mark's reaction, but I don't want to.
I'm so mad because I knew it. Oh.
Snow Peak.
It is not Snow Peak. It's Snow Point.
I knew it.
Between that and the Diglett.
I refuse. I get half a point.
Half points for both of us.
Everybody knows that Diamond and Pearl is my least favorite generation.
Oh my God.
But I love Snow Point City. I love the song in Snow Point. I knew it had snow
all over it because it gave me very Harvest Moon vibes.
Okay. Mark.
Okay.
Oh my God. My heart's beating so fast right now.
Yeah, Mark, you got into a 1 point lead here. In Pokemon Red and Blue, how many non-dragon type Pokemon does Lance use in the Elite Four battle?
Okay, let me think here. Four?
Incorrect. Megan, for the steal and the tie.
Four. How many does he not use?
How many does he not use? So how many non-dragon type Pokemon does he use?
Doesn't he use all?
He doesn't.
Dang, then I have no idea.
The answer is 2. He uses Aerodactyl, and I believe Gyarados is the other one.
Yep.
So wait a minute. Does he have Dragon? Yes. Two Dragonairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. That's
a tough one.
Mark.
Okay.
What was the first main series Pokemon game where players start in a location that doesn't end with the word town?
Is it Sun and Moon?
That is not.
Okay.
I was surprised by this one because that was what I originally wrote down, and I found out I was wrong by researching this.
Isn't it Scarlet and Violet?
It is not. Both of those do not
start
with town. But the very first game was Black 2, White 2.
Oh. It
started in a city, not a town.
Who cares?
Okay,
who cares?
Back to you, Mark. You both gave correct answers. It was just not the first one.
Dang.
Right. Okay. Mark, okay. Who is the only gym leader to also serve as an Elite Four member in the same game?
Oh, in the same game?
Yes, in the same game.
I want to say it's in Black and White, but I don't remember who it is.
And it's not in Black and White.
Okay.
Megan. Or the tie.
Oh.
Is this... Oh, I feel so bad because someone has... You know, I'm going to go with what... You know what? I'm going to use it at my disposal. In the comments, Sprigatito 1 says it's Larry.
It is Larry.
I'll take Sprigatito 1 for the win.
Mark.
Okay.
Name one of the sub-legendary, legendary, or mythical Pokemon that have a normal typing.
Is it a pure normal?
It can be either. There are pure normals, but I will also accept one of the ones that is a either a subtype or a primary type.
I know this one. At least I know one of them.
This is a little bit of a tricky question because it's you'll smack yourself if you get it wrong. But
yeah, let me think.
Well, I think I know it. Now I think I don't know it.
Is Jirachi part normal?
That is a steel psychic.
Ah. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Megan, for the lead.
I'm really scared that it's not right since you said that. But mythical counts, right?
Yeah, mythical counts.
The Arceus?
Arceus is one of them.
Oh.
My Pokemon God!
The other ones were Type Null and Silvally, both of which are based off of Arceus. Meloetta, which is a normal slash psychic or normal slash fighting, depending on what form it takes. And Terapagos, which is normal but assumes the stellar type. And,
I would not have gotten any of those but Arceus.
Okay, Mark. Question. For the tie, how many seconds does the player have to capture Jirachi in Pokemon Pinball, Ruby, and Sapphire?
I'm gonna guess 60.
That is incorrect, Megan.
I have no clue. I'm assuming it's less than 60 seconds.
30? What's 60 seconds, but that's not an answer.
I have no idea. If it's not 60 seconds, I would say 30 seconds.
It was 30 seconds. So, yeah, Megan would have gotten that one right. So that, Megan, you win with 15 points.
Wow.
Mark, you got 13 points.
Listen, I lost to a true Pokemon master. I have no regrets.
I mean, you guys, honestly, between Mark, the two of you guys almost got 75% of the questions right.
Mark, you came in with Duplica and I will never recover.
Yeah, it was solid.
I will never recover.
I have no idea like where my brain pulled that.
Where did you store that information in your brain?
Listen, one thing I will say is that the first season of the show, even though I have not watched the majority of those episodes in a long time, I probably watched every episode 20 times as they first aired. So it's just, Dang. Yeah.
That's, I was just so young, and some of them I've gone back and watched as like an adult with a fully functioning brain, and some of them I haven't. So you know what? Kudos. I'm here still excited that I was technically correct with Annabelle.
Yeah, you yep. were, that was very solid. And I had to like look it up. Because,
Once you told me it was wrong, I was like, am I gaslighting myself?
Well, so the reason why was because originally I thought she doesn't appear in multiple games. So she does appear in Gen 7. She does appear in Sun Moon, but she doesn't appear in multiple games. And then I realized she's a Frontier brain. So yes, she does.
I did not know that about her. But yeah. I just knew Annabelle worked with the dude whose name I couldn't think of. So I was really open.
Listen, when it comes to these, there are a couple of questions that occasionally, you know, somebody throws you for something that's technically correct. And you have no choice but to kind of say,
getting on those technicalities.
Yeah. Thank you very much, both of you, for playing.
Mark and I have to put together
for suffering through that.
That was way more fun than I thought.
Me and Mark are going to put together a trivia thing just for you.
I think we have to.
At this point, we have to. It will only be like 8 questions or something. Super sweet, but condensed in how ungodly it will be.
So I will say the only reason I threw in like more than like one anime question was because I'm like, it would be unfair because Megan, I know your specialty is anime. And if I just avoided anime, it would have sucked.
And yet, who is Harrison?
Yet.
Still don't believe he's real.
Let's end things with the Pokemon Fact of the Week since we're running a little bit over. This week's Pokemon Fact of the Week is Shellos and Gastrodon were originally supposed to appear in Ruby and Sapphire, but were cut during development and recycled for Diamond and Pearl. Which totally makes sense given the water theme of those games. So that's your Pokemon Fact of the Week. You can use that. You can use that for the next time that you have Pokemon trivia. I think this was a success. We should definitely do this again.
My brain can take it. I need like a solid break for a little bit. But me and Mark are gonna come together in this next week and pull some like ungodly S-tier questions for Christian.
the key to impossible Pokemon trivia, honestly, it was one of these things where I think there were a handful of questions that I was like, I would have had no idea, but I was fairly confident that a lot of these questions you could have answered. Like, there's nothing that was like beyond like the realm of possibility, I thought. There was a couple that sucked. The Alolan Diglett one, but you knew it.
Here's the thing. The Jirachi one, I was a total guess. I would have guessed 90 seconds if Mark hadn't guessed before me.
That was probably the hardest question.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I'm a big Pokemon pinball fan, but it's been a little bit since I've played the Ruby and Sapphire one.
I don't know if I've really ever played the Ruby Sapphire one.
I know how those bonus stages go, so I knew it had to be 60 or 30.
Yeah.
Coin flip.
I am.
We survived, Mark.
If you want to test your friends in Pokemon knowledge, be sure to tell them to come and listen to our podcast. We do this every week. Usually we do not do 40 impossible trivia questions, but we do lots of other fun stuff as well. Be sure, if you want to support us, be sure to subscribe, and leave 5-star reviews. And we'll probably be reading some in the next week or two. So that's your easiest way. Spread the word. We have a Discord that you can join. We're going to do something trivia related for Discord. I just didn't have the time to do like figure out how to incorporate Discord into it, but it will be coming here soon. Follow us on Twitter, Pokemon Pod CB. I'm at Seahoffer CBest. Megan is at Megan Peters CB, and Mark is at Mark the Champ. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Catch you later.
Take care, guys.